Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Despite what their moms told them, they just aren't talented enough for radio. Unfortunately, anyone can have a show these days. Sean.
Well, I'm pretty hard to figure out sometimes. I can't even figure myself out sometimes, so don't you try to.
Joe.
You're an idiot. And really, a disloyal person.
This is the Cuse Militia. Now, those two unapologetically biased orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
It's the most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
Welcome, orange men and ladies. Happy Friday. This is the Cuse Militia with Sean and Joe. At Cuse Militia on the socials, go there, join the militia. Thanks for tuning in and hanging out with us. We appreciate all of you. Cuse in Paradise Island with a 67-55 loss against VCU, a 92-84 win over Arizona State, and just now an 89-68 loss against 19th-ranked Auburn. We'll hear from you. You'll hear from us. And we'll wrap this thing up, okay? Go 1-2 in Atlantis. Not exactly what we were hoping for, but it is a whole lot better than 0-3, which is what I would have bet, Wednesday after the VCU game. So we could talk a little bit about that. But first, there was some breaking news before Atlantis started. Joe Chris Harper, defensive tackle. He entered the transfer portal, according to Rivals, reported by Mike McAllister. And he's a backup guy. He had 9 tackles and 1 sack during the season so far. He's going to finish his career at SU with 42 tackles, 6 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. He only has 1 year of eligibility remaining, according to Mike McAllister. He's going to join linebacker Jeff Canton-Arcou, Dylan Markowitz, defensive end slash linebacker Kinsler, quarterback Tommy DeVito, and receiver Taj Harris, running back Jarvion Howard, and wide receiver Russell Thomas Bishop. Mike Glisso is over at SI. Syracuse also, not in the transfer portal, but we also lost Ben LeBrus too. So left the program, yeah. I think, for personal reasons. But the past two kind of hurt a little bit, Joe. I mean, I'm not going to lie. He's a backup, but he's the next man in line to step up here, especially next year. So, I think rightfully so, in a way. I think everybody's kind of wondering, what the hell's going on? I mean, I don't get it. There's one game left. You can't finish out the season. I don't understand. So,
I can understand some guys like doing it at a certain point because of like being able to use their redshirt because they haven't played 4 games or something. But the thing that gets me here is really the timing. I mean, unless he's injured and can't play in this last game or anything like that, like, I don't really understand why, you'd do this with one game to go, because you're not saving. I mean, you have 1 year eligibility regardless whether you play this game or not. So to throw yourself in the transfer portal and, kind of take yourself out of the game at this point is a little confusing to me. But, we spoke yesterday and he said he was doing the best thing for him, and who knows, maybe he is nursing an injury and he wants to just get home and maybe take care of that. And
it's not our place to question
I know that he's also a guy that's been here for 4 years, and he didn't get brought in to do the 3-3-5, so maybe he thinks he can go somewhere and start in traditional 4-3, so he can be a traditional down D tackle and see what he can do. But again, it's all speculation,
right? So, anyways, one more game left for football. Well, hopefully two, right?
Hopefully
yeah, we'll two game, to one regular season game left for football. And so we'll see what happens. We are going to get into, I had put together, so we were going to come here this morning. Things happened, got pushed back. We decided, okay, well, it's just going to be best to wait for after the game and just talk about everything at once. So it was going to kind of have to be early in the morning or after this game. And so I did have a montage put together, but we're not, I'm not going to play the montage because it's a little out of context now, but we'll go over some of that. So we're going to hit VCU a little bit, and we'll hit ASU a little bit, and we'll do kind of a top five, I guess, fan feedback for each of those, and then we're going to hit the Spotify green room and see if we can get in there and get some thoughts as they roll through on social media, and maybe we can get some attention of some people in the Spotify green room. So it's oh wow, oh yes. I hope everybody had a happy Thanksgiving. That's over. Okay. Yep. So bring on the Christmas music. Look, I've been decorated at my house since November 1st, day after Thanksgiving. That's the day for us. That's the day we do it. So I've been holding this in for almost a month, Joe. So
thank God.
I'm sorry. Okay. I did it for you, Joe, because I know you hate it. Look, MyBookie. It's not every day you can double your money, but with MyBookie, you double your money instantly thanks to their double deposit bonus. For all new users with MyBookie's double deposit bonus, when you sign up at MyBookie and use the promo code SPORTSDRINK, you'll instantly receive double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with all the best games, leagues, and casino options to choose from. The Patriots are taking on the Bills this Monday night as they continue their quest to reclaim the AFC East title. Buffalo has looked legit this year so far, however. Look for them to cover the spread. But we will see. This is their first meeting, I believe, too, of the year so far.
No, the Bills just played on Thursday night, I thought, so...
Yeah,
well, we must be looking ahead. This must be
skipping. This must be skipping this Sunday and looking ahead to the following Monday, I would assume.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I just read this stuff, okay?
I know.
All right. Set yourself up for success by doubling success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet anytime on anything anywhere with MyBookie. Thank you, MyBookie. All right, Joe. So I had the montage set up, right? So we're going to skip that. But let's go through some of the things Coach did say last night, starting with VCU. Look, VCU was a little bit better than I had expected. Joe, I don't know about you, but I you know, we talked. I kind of poo-pooed VCU coming into this game, only averaging about 51 points a game. And I thought that, not that this was going to be a breeze, but that Syracuse was going to be able to score enough to beat this team. And I was wrong. Coach, in his press conference last night, did mention that VCU is one of the has one of the best defenses in the country. And so KenPom says, according to his analytics, VCU is the ninth ranked defense in adjusted defense in the country. So they just smothered Syracuse. They were way more energetic, and they were all over the place. They were in Syracuse's face all night. So were
yeah, I'm seeing fifth after today.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this was this morning when I got that down. So, and they played, speaking of today, they played UConn tough. Yeah. Brought them all the way into overtime, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it, very impressive VCU team that I saw these three games in this tournament. So, with that said, look, better, just better than what I expected, I guess. You know, I mean,
yeah.
What can you say?
The I mean, realistically, it was the defense that you said. I mean, they won the turnover battle, but we won the rebounds. We were there with, you know, we had free throws. You know, we went to the line very well in both of these three games, I felt, in the tournament. But we just didn't make shots. I mean, they just, you know, they just disrupted us to the point where, you know, we just couldn't get any. I mean, Cole Swider couldn't get going. And realistically, when you look at it, I mean, we took more shots. We took more free throws, and the turnovers, they weren't, you know, crazy different. You know, we had two more turnovers than they did, and we had five more rebounds, you know, seven more offensive rebounds. So I think a lot of this was obviously not making shots, and then because of like how I saw the team play with Jesse Edwards not being in foul trouble. I mean, you have to remember he fouled out of this game and he only played 16 minutes, so refs kind of took him out of this game. And you know, they made three-pointers. They had guys step up and hit some. I mean, 7 to 18 isn't a great percentage, but, you know, they hit enough, more than I thought they were going to be able to hit to beat us. But I think the biggest thing really was just us not making shots and, you know, Jesse Edwards, you know, not only getting 16 minutes in the game. That's just pretty much what I saw. I mean, Cole Sweater going 2 for 14, Jimmy 5 for 13. I mean, you know, buddy,
0 for 4 from inside the arc for Joe. I mean, 6 points for Joe. Not yeah, a good show.
Just 2 and 9, and he had six out of our 16 turnovers. Joe had so. And Joe, he had a rough tournament. And
yeah, all together.
And all together, when you look at it, I mean, we kind of got the lucky kind of draw. And I'm not trying to say this in a good way or not, and you know, you never know. But if we were on the other side of that bracket, all four of those teams were really good. So really, when you looked at our draw, our matchup against VCU, and then having a chance to play Arizona State, I mean, those were pretty much the two of the better chances of getting wins in this whole tournament. But really, the way that it was set up, we were only going to get one. You know, if we would have beat VCU, then I think that we wouldn't have been ready for Baylor. It would have been a good, you know, good game to have on there for strength of schedule and everything. But, you know, we wouldn't have been ready for Baylor, and I don't think we would have been ready for UConn either. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I mean, we could sit here and speculate and say, well, if we beat VCU, we would have still went 1-2, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And then on the other side, like you're saying, I mean, it's quite possibly you just go 0-3. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in this tournament, dude.
No, yeah. I mean, the only thing that would have basically been better is to beat VCU, and then would have basically had two losses against better teams. It would have been Baylor and UConn. It would have been two ranked teams versus, you know, losing to VCU and then getting your win against Arizona State and then losing against a good team like Auburn, because Auburn's a really good team, too. I mean, they could have won this tournament, or they could have been right there. Any of those four teams on the other side could have been right there playing against Baylor in that championship game. So,
You mentioned Cole, and you know he had a rough game against. I mean, he's had a rough regular season, right? I mean, can we be honest? Okay.
No, I mean, I think he stepped up the last two games, right?
That's where I'm leading to, Joe. Up to VCU, he hadn't. We were still with last time we were here. We were talking about, you know, what, when is he going to turn it on, and you know, we're still waiting to. To see, reap some of the benefits of this transfer. And, you know, the past two games, good, really good. I mean, he had 19 against Arizona State, and he had 17 tonight against Auburn. And he was really good last night. So the team's a little different when Cole's shooting good. And, you know, he's been missing from the stat sheet. So I think, obviously, they got to fire on all cylinders. Jesse Edwards, just like he's just totally turned it on, and just been amazing. And I still look for him to improve on some things. But if you get Cole going, and you get at least one of the Boeheim brothers going, and you know Joe can kind of find his role. Still, kind of feel like we're in that spot that we were last year with Joe a little bit. But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Just a little bit.
It's just tough because he just seems to me like he's just a natural scorer, and he just seems to me like still it's like a trying to make a shooting guard into a point guard, and he has his moments, but again, you know, especially against VCU and in Auburn today, the way they play defense, you know, I mean, you can look at
he's
it.
He's getting pickpocketed, man. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you can look at it two different ways. I mean, because it's these are good matchups and good teams to play against this early in the season, you know, to kind of get used to it. Because talking about, I mean, Auburn, there's like what I think KenPom has in 34th as far as defense goes. Their offense is ranked a little better, but Auburn's a legit team, and you know, they brought the fresh legs. You're seeing they were playing in 10-11. They were going deep, and you know, after yesterday when we pretty much had, I mean, we pretty much went all out. Yeah, I mean, that VCU game, it was two games in a row, and I think that Boeheim kind of went all out, like pretty much, you know, said I'm going to do whatever I need to do last night to get the win against Arizona State. And you know, all the starters played 35 minutes or more last night. I don't even think any of them subbed the second half. They all had over 10 shots. They all had double figures as far as points go. So, you know, after you go all out and those players play that, you know, now they got to turn around and play the third game and third day against Auburn, who's out there subbing, like, you know, what they were saying, like a hockey lineup, you know, five in, five out. And they were keeping fresh legs in there, and the way that they play defense, I mean, it was just going to be a tough game today, regardless. And on top of the fact that they're a good team anyway, you know.
Yeah. So I mean, the other thing too about Jesse that you know he needs to get credit for is his play and not fouling. One foul against Arizona State. I think he had three today, right? Is that right? Three.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so playing a little bit more clean, and obviously, like, he needs to be out there. And if he continues with his development and the way he's going right now, that's going to be something we haven't had in a couple years. And I'm just really proud of him, to be honest with you. I mean, he was in the press conference yesterday, and I mean, he's even putting the ball on the ground a little bit, you know. And it's
No, he's finishing well around the rim, and
yeah, that's another thing we didn't have last year is finishing around the rim. I mean, it was not consistent.
21 points against Arizona State. They showed the stat today. It was the most points from a center since 2010 for Syracuse.
Oh, that's excellent.
So yeah. I mean, that's 10-11 years. So you know, obviously he brings a different dimension. He's obviously gotten better. And as long as he keeps that confidence, you know, I like his chances of having a pretty solid season. And obviously he's got to stay out of foul trouble. But really, you know, looking at this tournament and going through, I mean, playing these three solid teams, obviously it's defense. Today obviously wasn't going to cut it. I think that we, again, I think we're a little tired and lackadaisical at times, especially on defense, you know, all those alley-oops and everything like that, and losing by 10 with the rebounds and 8 and turnovers. You know, if they shot 50%, you know, you're not going to win that game. We need to fix the defense, obviously. You know, we scored 68, and, you know, on an average day, I think we should score a little more against Auburn. You know, I think that we were just a little tired. The legs got away from some of the players. I think Buddy missed some shots that are pretty automatic in the second half. So could have been a closer game. We should have scored more points. But, again, it's the defense, you know, all the way back to Colgate. You know, Colgate's got an all right offense, you know, and an older team. They put up 100 on us. And VCU averaged 51 points a game. They put up 67 on us. You know, we scored, you know, Arizona State's defense isn't great. Probably the worst defense in the tournament, if not ours. But, you know, we got our stuff together and we won that game yesterday. But, you know, he turned around and played against Auburn, too. I mean, put up 89. Let him put up 89. And I know they have a good offense. But, I mean, this just isn't going to cut it. And that's, I think, the biggest story and the biggest thing. I think that we can score. I think that we're seeing, you know, our offense starting to evolve and some of the players and what they can do. And then, obviously, you know, what type of defense and teams are going to give us problems. But nonetheless, if we don't step up on defense and get stops and get rebounds, and it's just it's going to be a problem.
The rebounds is a huge issue. I mean, that's a huge issue. I mean, so I mean, but that's something we constantly. It was today. I think we were out rebounded yesterday too.
No.
Sure about that? No.
Pretty sure.
No, we weren't. But VCU got us. So, you know, the two losses, which, you know, the common denominator there. So, yeah, we were plus 10 on the rebounds last night. Top five for VCU, real quick. At Andy McElpine. Offense looked lost. Defense looked lost. Terrible. Swider needs to be better. Obviously, that's all true, and Swider did step it up. At Orange Bias, delete my memory. I mean, that's legit. I don't know if this is. I don't know if I should call this a top five or not. Looking at this one here, at Jets Fan 2779, we sucked ass. Yes, it was. It was bad. So yesterday, dude, I was mad. I was like, I don't get like mad. I get frustrated a lot, but I was like pissed. I was like, we were gonna do a live. You know, not yesterday, I'm sorry, the VCU game. And we were going to do a live, and this, you know, I was kind of looking forward to it, doing something, you know, after a win. But then we just get handled, and I'm like, oh, screw that. You know, well, that's not going to happen. Robert, on Facebook, someone named Boeheim has to score. Jesse can be a big asset when not in foul trouble. VCU played a stifling man-to-man. Yeah, and, you know, looking back at some of these comments, it's so true. I mean, obviously, when Jesse broke out against Arizona State and kept it up today, despite the loss, but all true. David, this team misses the grit and toughness that we had with Marek. Okay, that's a solid point. With losses to toothpaste in a VCU offense that isn't that great, we'll absolutely be looking at a below 500 record in early March. I don't know. So, you know, this has been talked about too. Boeheim has never had a losing record in his 46 years or whatever year we're on now. I think 45, 46. And this has been tossed around, but I've seen it tossed around before, but with the non-conference being as tough as it is all the way through, I mean, that's a legit concern of mine. I don't know about you, Joe.
Well, you just can't. I mean, the non-conference is there to get you for the, you know, to get ready for the conference schedule, right? But you can't do, I mean, you can't have a bad, you know, a certain type. You have to have a certain record coming out of there, you know, obviously, because, you know, there's only so many games you're going to win when it comes to the conference, realistically, too, right? Because we are in the ACC. So definitely, definitely nerve-wracking. And playing those teams, playing these type of teams, you know, they're going to help. I don't know if there's a defensive team as good as VCU in the ACC. But nonetheless, I mean, we need to – I mean, the VCU game overall was a team that was really, really good at defense that put the pressure on us and made us miss shots. And to the point where I think we only shot like 20-something percent from the field. And I think Jesse Edwards not being in there obviously kind of hurt. And, you know, we're having problems with other teams kind of out-physicaling us down low. So that's we're really where it's hurting us on defense too. So
yeah,
still trying to figure it out.
I mean, what's his name? What's homeboy's name there? The big dude. Kessler? What is he? See, 7'1", 245. I mean, look, he did a pretty good job.
From North Carolina.
Yeah, UNC guy. I mean, they did a pretty good job with him, and Jesse did a pretty good job with him, I think. So, with that said,
today. I was talking VCU.
Okay, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying with what we had to deal with today. When I first was looking at Auburn, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a total nightmare. But he held his own. And we haven't really, I mean, Mark did, you know, the grit of Mark was obviously something that was huge. And, you know, everybody appreciated him getting down and dirty. And we might not necessarily have that, but he used to get killed in there. I mean, you could have grit and get killed at the same time. So, which is what he did. So,
it's true.
Let's move on to, I got five more for Arizona State, and then we will look live at the socials for Auburn. At Matt Sherman 52, we struggled against the press. Three-point defense is bad. Good to see Cole hitting shots, and Jesse is the most crucial player from here on out, or at least until we get Sidibe back to spell him. He can't sit. I don't know if Sidibe regains that spot. When he comes back, I mean, I'm sure he'll play some good minutes, but as long as Jesse's doing what he's doing now and getting better, and if he stays out of foul trouble, that's going to be his spot. And the crucial thing is staying out of foul trouble, because it's so easy to be in there and get whistled constantly. So especially with, you know, when we used to throw Marek down there and stuff like that, he was in foul trouble every damn game. At K. Nabiwaniak, Jesse was terrific, but he scored almost at will, but good grief, the last 10 minutes was brutal to watch. How can we not utilize Benny or Samir in the second half to help when we get pressured? Joe can be a streaky scorer, but that's it. The ball handling and defense, yikes. So, in the presser after the Arizona State game, Coach did mention that he kept Benny and Samir out, are limited their minutes, and I think they each had 6 minutes because of the fact of their lack of experience out there. So he kept the guys he thought were going to be good against the press. With that said, the press was terrible. Beating the press was terrible. They just did not a good job. So the ball handling thing, look, this is where you get a lot of the Syracuse fans talking about Kadari, and I totally get that. You know, I do. And Samir did okay today. I think he did better today than I've seen, which is not saying much, Joe. But I mean, we got to have that guy, and we really don't have that guy. So the calls, you know, the Kadari calls, you know, and it. I do see where they're coming from. I really do, because he was excellent at getting the ball inside, and he was really good at breaking the press. Not perfect, but he was really good at it. So
yeah, I mean, you just hope that it's. I mean, it's obviously a copycat league, and people look at it, and you know, Joe Girard, he had 12 turnovers this tournament. You know, he had 6 the first game, 4, you know, the second game, and 2 the third game, and he played the least amount of minutes, I think, in the third game with like 27, but. He was also playing off the ball because Samir played a lot more today than any other game as well. So, I mean, you just hope that this is something that's fixable and that other teams aren't going to try to. I mean, obviously, other teams are going to try to, you know, duplicate it and stuff like that. But obviously, not every team that we play here on out is going to have the personnel that Auburn and VCU has as far as defense and being able to, you know, sub out and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, we kind of sold and went all out. You know, Boeheim said he was going to do whatever he was going to have to do, even if it's I'm playing all 5 starters for the whole second half if they can. You know, we were going to do what we had to do to beat Arizona State. And, you know, we got to the line, and we were pretty efficient from the three-point line and scored 92 points. And, you know, they kind of fell in love with shooting threes, and they made 15 of them, but they shot 39. So just a team that – pretty much they just couldn't score with us, and we did just enough to win that game. Thank God.
And had to have that game. Let me back up to Matt Sherman's comment. He doesn't remind me, but lets me know he is in the green room and he heard me comment on his feedback. When he says, or at least until we get Sidibe back, Jesse being the most crucial player. He didn't mean start, just to be clear. So yes, to have him in there in case Jesse gets in foul trouble. Obviously, that's going to be huge. Frank, no. I mean...
No, it's going to open everything up, right? So, I mean, a lot of times, how many times have we had, you know, between Sidibe and Chukwu and stuff, you know, we love running those pick and rolls up top, right? Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't have an offensive threat as a center that's rolling, then, you know, how many times did the centers just stay out there, right? So, I mean, now when you got somebody who can actually score and he gets the ball... that forces the defense to play the pick and roll a little bit differently. And I think that you're seeing Jesse Edwards kind of, you know, benefit because of that, because he's actually being able to roll and actually catch the ball, keep the ball high, don't bring it down low, and finish, right? So
yeah, and he's stronger, and his hands are better this year. So,
At
Tony Staffieri, this was after the Arizona State game. Auburn is ready, already lined up in the hotel lobby to press the orange. I thought that was pretty funny, because it's true. Daryl on Facebook, nice comeback win. I would like to see some of our players take the ball down the court and actually try to set up the offense. I seen too many times tonight players just taking the ball down the court, never looked to pass the ball, and then chuck it up with very little time off the clock. The shots were bad ones. I mean, I saw a little bit of that. I mean, I don't know how picky I want to be there, but I definitely can see where he's coming from. When they're, unless they're on some kind of fast break or something, they got no business just chucking up shots like that. I mean, it's just the percentage of that shot falling is not there yet. And we're early in the season, and that's the type of stuff that's easy to clean up because you just don't do it. Right? So, and that's, they'll get there. That little stuff, they'll get there. What are we, game six today? So
And I think that it's going to be interesting to see how our offense can evolve now, knowing that we can use Jesse Edwards as an offensive weapon. We can actually post, have him post up and get the ball, or like I said, be able to roll and finish around the basket. That again just opens up a lot more things that we haven't been able to use for a little while now, as far as a center at Syracuse. So, the offense is only going to get better, in my opinion. You got a bunch of shooters, and they just got to figure it out, and they just got to figure out basically just deal with the pressure, right? I mean, because that's really what's hurting them. I don't see their offense that bad. I mean, they didn't move great against VCU, but again, when you're playing against a top five defense, and that's just their specialty, I mean, sometimes that's difficult, especially early in the year. So, who knows, man? These games against, VCU and Auburn and those defenses, and, just full court pressing them all game. Arizona State kind of did it too, just not with his, not as good. But who knows? This could be something that could help as far as going through and for the year,
Yeah. Tony, Accuse Waterboy in the green room, asked very nicely if you could just mute yourself before you burp instead of burping into the microphone. No, he said no. Sean on Facebook, how long before Williams transfers? Look, that's not funny. That's not funny at all. Let's hope not. I have no comment. I'm just gonna let that simmer. I don't have a comment for that. Let's just hope not. I think his minutes will grow, but. You know, Coach Boeheim, he's not going to be bullied into playing people because, the fans are afraid he's going to transfer or are coming down, breathing down his neck about it.
Like we talked about it, right? Like with those transfers coming in and everything, he had to know that this was going to be a season where it was just him figuring it out and that next year was going to be his time.
Right.
Had to.
Right. You have to know that coming into it, you would think, right?
You would think,
but Kadari. So, all right, we'll be right back after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yes, that's right. Did I say I hope everybody had a good, happy Thanksgiving? Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Joe?
You did. Yeah.
I did. Okay.
Watch your Raiders beat the Cowboys. Thanks.
Oh, yes. My Raiders. Look, they played horrible. I could criticize it all day. Cowboys are good. Yeah, I know. Cowboys are good, though. I know you hate to hear that as a Giants fan, but they're good. It's not every day you can double your money, but with MyBookie, you double your money instantly thanks to their double deposit bonus for all new users. With MyBookie's double deposit bonus, when you sign up at MyBookie.ag, use the promo code SPORTSDRINK, you'll instantly receive double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with all the best games, leagues, and casino options for you to choose from. The Patriots are taking on the Bills Monday night. We don't know what Monday night yet. If Joe was a good co-host, he would have looked it up from the last read. But at some point on Monday, the Bills are taking on the Patriots for the first time this year. Can they reclaim the AFC title? I don't know. Buffalo's look good. They're a contender, possibly. However, look for them to cover the spread. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when you use the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK. Double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right. Symbol. Where is it? It's right here. Symbol is the sports is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks, and every time your team wins, you earn cash. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your team wins. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.simbull.com to create your free account. And when you deposit, make sure to use the promo code SD to make your deposit risk-free. Visit Symbull.com and use the promo code SD, and your deposit will be risk-free. This means even if you lose money, Symbull will refund your initial deposit, no questions asked. Join Symbull today and start investing and profiting off your favorite teams. Symbull.com and the Spotify Green Room app. This is something I love. I love this app. It's so easy. Go to your iOS or Android stores and download the damn thing. All you need is a username, an email address, and a password. And even if they weren't sponsoring the show, I would still talk about the Spotify Green Room app because it's so easy to use. You sign up for notifications. When we go live, you will find out. They'll send you a notification right to your phone. You hit that sucker to bring you right into the app, and you can either be a creep inside the green room and just listen and chat and critique all of Joe's, quirks.
Burps.
Or you can request to speak if I approve it. Unmute yourself by hitting the red microphone on your icon and say your piece. And you can even start your own thing. Sign up for your session to be recorded. You could host your own session. Sign up for that thing to be recorded. They'll email you that thing when it's done. And you can, all you gotta do is take that file, upload it right to any podcast platform, and boom, that's it. It's all you need. It's a podcast without all the equipment, if you choose to do so. All right. Thank you. All of them. All right, Joe. A decent game. Syracuse held. I feel like Syracuse held their own here for a little bit, and I was actually a little impressed for a little bit, right? So once it got away, right? But with that said,
yeah,
Jesse was still good. 17 points again. Swider kept his thing going. Jimmy Boeheim struggled. Gerard struggled. Like you said, he struggled in the whole tournament. Again, with the defense, 7-for-19 from three, not great. So, look, here's the thing. We're outmatched athletically. Okay. It's going to happen, especially early in the season. When we play in all these talented teams, it's difficult. And you could just tell that, you know, they're ranked 19th for a reason, right? And I'm not even sure if they played their best game they could have, because, you know, we hung strong for a little bit, but like I said, once it opened up, it opened up. And I mean, how many backdoor cuts for alley oops did they have? Five? I mean, do we not protect that at all? Like after maybe the third one, I don't know. Just me. So they made it look too easy. With Syracuse was probably tired. You know, I had mentioned on Facebook. I'm just gonna let's just bring this up real quick. Or it wasn't Facebook, freaking Facebook. It was Twitter, and I had said something about being outmatched, held strong as long as they could, and our buddy Mahir says, Sean, I'm sorry. This was horrible. Literally zero effort. The zone is so gut-wrenching to watch. 100 points to Colgate, 84 to ASU, 89 to Auburn. Getting blown out. I mean, seriously, Cuse has been so unathletic the last few years. It's so sad. Very upsetting. I mean, solid point. So, I mean, with that said, I don't know if I would look. the VCU game, right? We talked about that, but Colgate, 100 to Colgate, I still think is bad. But I don't know if 84 to ASU is bad, and I don't think 89 to Auburn's very bad. But with that said, I understand the defense was terrible. I know. Okay. So, I mean, what say you, Joe? You don't necessarily have to address that comment, but
well, yeah, I mean, the defense has been terrible, and you know, we're 158th in adjusted defense in KenPom, and
I don't know if that's after the Auburn game though, because that's where we were before, I believe.
Yeah, it probably isn't adjusted yet, but you know, just listening to Jim Boeheim's comments last night and everything, and seeing him playing like the starters for the whole, you know, second half to get that win, and talking about how he's going to have to play the other guys, and Benny Williams and Torrance both getting 21 minutes today. You know, I'm not going to say that we didn't try to win the game, but I think that he made an effort to get other guys playing time, just because I think he knows that we're going to need something off the bench. Right, we can't just have our five starters and just do it for the rest of the season. The guys that come off the bench need to help, need to do something. And if you don't play them and you don't get them in spots to where they can get, you know, used to it, then they're not going to ever really be able to get to that point. So I think that same year, you know, there were some good things. I mean, five turnovers. There's some. I don't want to say bad passes, but you know, they could be bad passes or just tough passes to handle, so to speak. And, you know, five turnovers, but he did have five assists. He had a three, so he kind of proved that he could stretch the defense there a little bit and make them have to, you know, at least honor his shot. You know, and Benny was out there. He did some athletic things, some jump balls and some hustle stuff, you know, but he still had two turnovers and, you know, three steals. But nonetheless, you saw him try to kind of – I mean, with 3 minutes to go, they took out Buddy, right? So it was only a 16-17 point game. It's not like it's out of reach, but you'd need a miracle kind of at that point. And, you know, there might be some people that end up saying, you know, that maybe they quit or gave up a little bit, you know, early today. But I think that our guys were gassed just from, you know, all the minutes from the Arizona State game. Jimmy looked gassed to me.
They looked tired.
Yeah, and with the way that Joe had been playing, you know, with this – you know, in this tournament, you know, why not get Saimir in there and get a little bit more of a, you know, athletic, faster point guard in there? Than, you know, he definitely seemed to get the ball up the court and kind of handle that pressure a little bit better. So it's good to see those guys get some minutes, you know, just knowing that these are the type of games that are going to get us ready for the season. And I really honestly, I didn't think that we were going to have a chance against these guys anyway. Not to talk like, you know, we're one of those teams that just don't, you know, doesn't have a chance against certain teams. But, you know, after three games in a row and us having to rely on all our starters so many minutes against Arizona State, I just didn't see this one going our way.
Yeah, I didn't. Like you said, I mean, it was good to get those guys some minutes to see what they could do, but I don't think it was a white flag moment or anything like that. I guess maybe someone could look at it like that, but you know, you got to see what you got, and I think we know, and it's just a development thing. And yep. When you know, if CD, I don't even know if that's even going to happen. I heard that all last year too, so I'll believe that.
Well, yeah, but that's, you just hope it doesn't come down to a season like, when we went to the NITs with Gillen and White, you know, because they, you know, that season had flashes, right? And by the end of the season, I felt like we were pretty good. It was just that we had so many hiccups and so many losses earlier in the season that we just couldn't make it up. And I think by the end of the year, I think we were a tournament team, but you know, the non-conference kind of killed us.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I was alluding to when I was talking about, you know, the under 500 stuff and my concerns as far as the non-conference goes. It's a little worrisome. So,
right.
All right, these are going to be rando. So I'm just sifting through and I have not pre-screened these. At JJ Valerio SC, Gerard needs to be on the bench. So that's beginning. At Les Mitchell 19, no expectations. Okay. Well, I hear that. Let's see. At Kyle or K Nebiwaniak, last night's win was fine, but they really needed to beat VCU. This tournament was full of juggernauts, and we just don't have the horses this year. I'll try to remain positive, but I really hope we don't finish under 500. I mean, I don't know what to say to that, to be honest.
No, I mean, again, that one's tough because unless you understand the bracket and everything, if we beat VCU, we wouldn't have played Arizona State. We would have played Baylor. And again, Baylor, former national champion, definitely would have been nice to have them on the strength of schedule to say we would have played them, but I don't think that game would have been very pretty.
No, it wouldn't have been. But I do agree to some extent that, you know, should have. But I was saying that also before I watched them play their next two games. And their next two games, they played pretty damn good. Especially against UConn today, taking them into overtime. They almost beat them. They almost beat UConn today. Mm-hmm. It was damn close. They led a lot of that game. UConn, you know, had some things go their way towards the end of regulation that really helped them out. So,
and they stuck in it with Baylor.
Yeah, they did. It was what, an 8-point loss, I believe? Was it 69-61, something like that? Mm-hmm. At our files, 90, zero is a liability. Zero. Yeah. Zone is a liability this year. Last four games gave up 167, 84, 89 against good and bad teams. Expected when you have four new players. Offense needs to carry them, but still can't do it consistently against teams that will be physical and pressured all game. Their ISO ball is bad. And the pressure is what is killing them. I mean, anybody that's physical in your face is just, I mean, Syracuse is going to struggle. And Joe Girard is going to struggle big time.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, here we are year three, right, with Joe. And mm-hmm. It's just not his game. It's just not his game. So, I mean, it's unfortunate that we don't have that, and maybe Saimir steps up and he becomes that guy that we can throw in for matchups like that to relieve Joe if he's struggling. But, you know, as of right now, he's not there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that's kind of, you know, where I was going, like, thinking with that, too, is because it's a situation where, you know, if you have Saimir in there, then you can even have a situation where Joe comes in for Buddy, and then Joe plays, you know, the off guard or shooting guard, which, you know, so many people or Syracuse fans think that he should be playing anyway, or like that's what his role should be, or just like a scoring point guard, right? And that's really not the role here. So he's just got to learn that, you know, and hopefully, you know, maybe Saimir can come in and give us, you know, 15, 20 minutes of point guard, and you can give Buddy a little bit of a rest and have Joe come in and play off the ball and maybe hit some threes. But, Joe's got to be able to be comfortable in both situations. And, you know, obviously we have to be comfortable with Samir being able to come in and play that role without, you know, having five turnovers like he did today.
At MF Brightside, large discrepancy of talent. Great to see Jesse Edwards' development, but not sure where this team goes to get better on defense and handle ball pressure. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, a lot of it's going to come down to, I think, Samir getting better. And we already know what we've got with Buddy. We already know what we've got with Joe. Joe was pickpocketed from behind like twice today, taking the ball up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like...
We're trying to do too much, I mean, with driving and stuff. Because that's the thing is that we don't... It doesn't seem to me like we have guys that can play, you know, can go to the hole and actually create, you know, and make it down, you know, one-on-one of the basket, you know. So that one's tough. But at the same time, you know, we're going to the free throw line a lot. So that is one thing that, you know, I do like about this team thus far is being able to go to the free throw line and stuff like that. But... You know, obviously, you know, today was just turnovers and rebounds. You know, when you lose the turnover battle by 8 and obviously points off turnovers, they won, and then you lose the rebounds by 10, you know, you're going to lose the game, you know, and then the other team shoots 50%. I mean, yeah, you're going to lose by 20. That's just what happens.
Let's see. At Nick Goodman, 18, no athleticism on the rosters besides Benny and Jesse. No defense. Well, I don't. Okay. No defense, no ability to beat defenders off the dribble. Can't get our shooters open. Fun. But Benny's still not like totally there either. I mean, he wasn't like exactly the man that is going to be that stood out to me. Like he's going to be able to handle all of the things that we're dealing with either. So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, it's early in the season and I have a hard time with like real like analysis, like I can't predict what the hell's going to happen. I got to imagine though, just sports in general, especially being watching Syracuse basketball as long as I have, is that they always get better. They always get better. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, and they have to find the roles, right?
Yes.
And that's the thing is that right now we have, you know, the more experienced and an offensive laden team, you know, out there right now, but it's not necessarily, I think, our best lineup as far as defense goes. So Boeheim's going to have to figure out a way because, again, like we talked, we're going to need Torrence to be able to be in there for his athleticism and his defense and his speed. But then also obviously to give, you know, Buddy and Joe breaks. But also we're going to need Benny to be in there because he's the best athlete on the team. And we're going to be able to sit a Jimmy or Cole Swider if we can give him 20 minutes and he's just out there and just – he's got to understand that we need him to go in there and play good defense. Help around the rim, block shots, get steals, get rebounds, and then, you know, whatever he can do off of, you know, hustle and offense and everything. You know, we're not going to look at him as an offensive scorer, an offensive player, and we don't need him to score. We need him to come in and be the – best athlete on our team and come out there and help us on defense. And, you know, I think, again, that's why he got 21 minutes again today against some stiff competition. So, you know, hopefully that's where you see it get better because obviously, you know, we need to get better on the defense end.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I screwed up the green room, by the way. I had the wrong damn cord plugged in. So that's my bad. That's my bad. I'm doing all these things in here. I'm doing all these things.
Mm.
Okay? So I had the wrong cable in, you guys. I'm sorry. I apologize. Well, that sucks. I just want to show you kind of like how like widespread this is or, you know, everybody's train of thought. And I'm do one more and we'll move to Facebook and see if it's the same or not. But if it is, then I guess we've covered it all. At Troy Hess 14, Samir Torrence should play more, handles the pressure better. Some loose passes, but that'll get better. Well, a lot of things are going to get better, and I guess that's kind of the point I make every year this early in the season. Way more active on defense than Gerard. Overall, the team lacks athleticism. Okay, so like I said, so I think Samir's going to get better. I mean, he's like you said, they got to find the roles. Also, We know, we kind of already know what we have with Joe and Buddy, like I mentioned. So, yeah, they've got to, I mean, I know it's the same stuff. I feel like I live Groundhog Day sometimes with the fans, and I get it. Do you know what I mean though?
Not every team's going to play the same against us, you know? So,
no, I mean, that's true. Here we go. Ryan on Facebook: turnovers were brutal. They could not keep possession of the ball, coupled with pretty complete lack of defensive stops. And this one got away from them in a pretty ugly way. Look, they came back within, what was it, 9 at one point? They came back within
It was like 10 or 13 or 12 or something.
Well, it hovered around 10 to 13 for a little while. And then it got up to 18, but they brought it back.
17 for a minute, yeah.
Yeah, they brought it back down. I mean, my point is this. Look, they were tired. I don't think they gave up. Not like, you know, in the sense that we talk, oh, they gave up and just, you know, quit playing. I just think they were tired as hell. And that's not an excuse. I mean, you got to give everything you can when you're out there, no matter what.
Auburn shot 19 more shots than us, too.
Yeah, and not only that, but they were, 15 and 39 from three. I mean, they just killed us. That's the one thing in this defense.
Just another 12 of 30.
What am I looking at? Oh, I'm sorry. That probably was Arizona State. That was Arizona State. Yeah, 12 of 30, which is still pretty good. But, you know, that's a legit criticism to have, is that Syracuse still has a hard time getting to protect the arc. And if you can pass the ball around, you're going to scramble these five guys up, any five. You're going to scramble them up, and then you're going to have one or two open shooters. And then if you get enough good looks, you're going to start hitting some of them. I mean, I don't know what else to say, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, going forward, it looks like that's really what you're going to look at, is that, you know, I mean, as far as our defense is the way it is now, obviously we know that it tends to get better as the season goes on, but we're allowing other teams to score above the average of what they're scoring, right? So we know that going forward, as long as, I mean, really, we got to look at the other team's defense. Now, if the other team's defense, you know, is good, then it's gonna, we're gonna struggle, because we know that the other team's probably gonna score above their average. That's where we are right now, you know. But if it's a mid to average, you know, defense, then we're gonna be able to put up points, and you know, we'll be in the 80s, you know, or it'll be a game like Arizona State where it's just basically you gotta outscore us.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, that's where I thought we were kind of going to kind of be at, you know, a little bit more of that type thing. Jesse on Facebook: by the end, Edwards is going to be the best center we've had in a very long time. I think so. I think just what I've seen him do so far this year, even from exhibition to now, the confidence is there, man. You see him; mm-hmm. He's got the jazz hands going. He's got confidence now, dude.
What's going on with that? But yeah,
I don't either. But I don't care. I mean,
no, me neither.
You got confidence. You got swag, and that helps. I mean, that's a mental thing. And when you have that, then you know, he's going to go up harder. He's gonna be defending harder. I mean, it's just when you come from last year with Marek getting most of the minutes in there and him being a little bit smaller last year. I don't know how much weight he's put on, but obviously he looks a little bigger, and it looks like he could get even bigger. I think
this is like 15 pounds.
Now, that's pretty good. I mean, so by the end of this year, if he's at 20 or something, you know, that's pretty good. And he's got a huge frame that he could add weight to. And as far as his, he kind of reminds me of you know, those things out in front of the car dealerships, you know what I'm talking about? The wiggly men, whatever. Sometimes he reminds me of
wavy,
that.
Wavy, wacky, inflatable tube man.
Yes, that thing. Yes. So sometimes he reminds me of that because he's so long. He gets so high up there. But, you know, with that said, I think that he's gotten some of his, you know, awkwardness is being fixed. You know, we talked, what was it, Chukwu, about being like a baby horse just dropped out.
Yeah.
Just dropped
out. He's finishing out, right? On both sides.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's dunking. He's, like I said, he's catching the ball up high, keeping the ball up high, which is key. when it comes to big men and stuff like that. And I mean, again, yeah, I mean, it's a great point by, you know, Jesse. It's just a situation where him being able to score these amount of points and be that kind of offensive threat is a different difference maker on offense. And, you know, it's only going to help, you know, our offense, obviously. And obviously, the better your offense, you know, it's better, you know, it's going to help your defense no matter how bad it is. So,
right.
But, yeah, I mean, and his biggest thing is staying out of foul trouble. It's going to be that's going to be the problem the whole year.
Yeah, and I mean, in like he said, I don't know if you listened to the press conference after the Arizona State game, but like he said, he was talking about how coach, you know, was telling him the fundamentals, dude. You know, you're 6'11", all right? Try not to leave your feet so much. Just get big, right? And in the over the back stuff, sometimes on the defensive end, just kills me because you know they're going to call that every time,
yeah.
You know, on someone like him, so those are you do that, and if he does that for the rest of the year, he's going to be in good shape. And like we said, if CDB or like Matt said, if CDB can come back, then that's going to be just another asset in the pocket, because if we do have to deal with some of that foul trouble stuff, you've got someone with a little bit more experience coming in. Now, CDB hasn't played basketball in like a year and a half, guys. Like over that, actually, right? I mean,
he's practicing this year.
Okay, well, we're talking about live game action. It's been close to 2 years.
I know.
And yeah, so I mean, we lost him what first game of the season? Like 4 minutes into the first game of the season last year. So
yeah, but I mean, I'll take that. I mean, Frank Anselm is actually, you know, he's improved and he's done some things, you know, he's obviously capable. But, you know, I think that CDB coming back, I don't think he's going to take Jesse Edwards' spot, but I think that he would be the first center off the bench in that type of situation. Not to say that Frank hasn't proven himself or hasn't gotten better, because I do see, obviously, a future with him. He's still got 3 more years after this. But, yeah.
And you want to talk about worrying about people transferring. If Stevie does come back and he's able to, you know, take that second spot and we don't see much of Frank, I mean, that could be a possibility there. And
yeah, I know, but it's still, Frank knows that he's going to be the main backup next year too, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. What do you say? I try to find one more. Okay. And then we'll wrap this thing up. Well, we can just mention Dom here. Dom, top fan. Dom. Yes. This Syracuse team reminds me of that bipolar girlfriend who you weren't sure if you wanted to marry or have committed. I mean, hey, that's a little harsh. Never had one of those, Dom.
No.
Top fan.
I can't say the same, but at the end of the day, That's a good comment, because I'm kind of right there. I don't know still what to think of this team.
Which is my point. Yes.
Very incomplete.
It's very incomplete, and which is why I'm having a hard time trying to give any kind of real analysis about it, because, I mean, everybody sees what we got and what the problems are. The question is can it be fixed? Will it be fixed? I believe it can be, but will it be? And you know, Samir.
How fast can you do it?
How fast can you do it? Exactly. Because you got Indiana coming into the dome, what, Tuesday?
And they got, but KenPom's got them as the number 9th overall adjusted defense. So we're going to be going against another top 10 defense.
So
it's going to be pretty much right there, VCU, Auburn.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, like we said, I mean, it's going to have to be some situation where a guy like Samir gets ready sooner than later, in my opinion. And Benny too, because I feel like Benny has the athleticism, obviously, to help with some of that stuff. I mean, obviously, he might not be bringing the ball up or whatever, but some of that stuff he can help with. And
well, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a situation where you want to be able to get addition by subtraction, right? Like, by subtracting minutes and giving them to other people, you could actually get better minutes for those. I mean, that's to me, that's Joe Girard in a nutshell. I don't think he needs to be in there 35 minutes, you know. 28 to 30, you know, 25 to 30, somewhere in between there, and playing, you know, 10 of that, you know, 8 to 10 of that as the shooting guard, as the off guard. I think that's where he needs to be, you know. And obviously, you know, the coaches know that if the other players aren't ready for him to be that and stuff like that, then obviously he has to play a little bit more and do a little more. So again, today was, I think, that getting Benny and Torrence those minutes is getting them ready for the roles that they're going to need to play if this team wants to be successful or make the tournament.
Period. Yeah. Period. Exactly. So, all right. Well, I don't have anything else. I think we will look. The real question now is can Syracuse come through for us tomorrow night to gain gain an extra game and go bowling? And we'll have to see. We'll have to wait all day. 7:30 game. So I'm just gonna tell everybody right now, and I'll tell you, Joe. You're going to have to text me when that game's over because I will not be live in that game. You'll have to text me to throw out the fan feedback stuff, and I will do that, but I will not be live. I have to go to a damn wedding, and it's an hour away. Oh, dude. It's brutal. And those are, you know, those are my favorite games are the 7:30 games, you know, the primetime games when, you know, you just...
Yeah. You got all day to do whatever you need to do, take care of business, and then... Get primed for it.
Get primed for it. Put the freaking sweatpants on and crack a beer and just relax, right?
Middle of the day just ruins it, right?
Yeah, unless it's noon. Noon's okay. I can deal with noon games. It's like, I have coffee, clean up around the house a little bit, you know, watch a little football, and then I got the afternoon. I have the afternoon a little bit, you know, 4 to...
You get something like a 3:30 game. It's like,
that sucks. Those suck.
Because you're starting early and you're ending early.
Yes, exactly. So,
football definitely. And then, you know, obviously, what we need to look at is, you know, obviously Indiana and ACC Big Ten Challenge coming up this Tuesday. I think 7 o'clock on ESPN2. And you know, are we going to take away from this tournament and learn from this tournament and kind of get our roles a little bit more implanted in as far as where we see these minutes and stuff like that, because, you know, we can't do what we did against Arizona State and have all our starters play over 35 minutes every single game just to win. You know, there's going to be games where maybe we might be able to, but we can't rely on that. So, you know, I guess that's the big question as far as Syracuse basketball is, what do we take from this tournament against a lot of really good teams? We got a W, finished 1-2, and, you know, what are we going to learn from there, and what's going to be different come Indiana on Tuesday at the Dome too. So I expect a big crowd.
Yeah. Well, the students are probably going to be out. Most of them probably not even in town, but yeah, the locals need to show up for that game for sure.
I hope so. It's a big game.
Yeah. It's a huge game. So anyways, all right. That is going to do it for us. We appreciate all of you for hanging out with us, and we will be back. Same bad time, same bad channel after the Syracuse football game. We'll see you Sunday. We'll see what happens. We'll get give you a little taste of Indiana on Sunday too as well. So that's it. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.